Okay, the next one is holiness. Holiness, which has the definition of godliness, is the desire to be like God, to maintain a God-like mental state, to keep our minds and our lives pure. Hebrews 12:10 and 14.
For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. And 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
If we're really going to be able to understand God, we need to be like he is. And 1 Peter 1:15 and 16.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy.
In the spirit realm, holiness has a mixture of discernment in it to make us more aware of the Holy Spirit, seed and substance we have, aware of what is not holy. With this also comes a desire to maintain, protect, and get more of God's Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 7:1.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
And 1 Thessalonians 3:13,
to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
The phase of spirit holiness helps us cultivate the feeling of not wanting to intercourse with anything evil. Holiness can help us battle spirits that say, I don't have anything, I haven't grown at all, by making us more aware that there is some Holy Spirit in our mind. One other thing that maybe wasn't quite the thing to put in the paper, but we are aware of holiness people in religion who are holiness people, and part of what that means is they make choices that there are certain things that they believe are not of God, they are worldly, and they make choices not to interact with those things because they want to be a holy people. Now, we understand that it's not the case that watching TV is going to make you an unholy person all of a sudden, but the idea is, do we want to just intercourse with anything that comes along? That's not the way to maintain holiness. So this feeling of holiness can help us start making some choices of, I don't want to intercourse with that. I don't want that playing in my home. What would be the purpose of that except to make more of an opportunity for things to plant in my mind? Another thing to say about these is this is just the seeds. A lot of times you're really going to get it by just get hands laid on you and get prayed for that thing and pull on it big time and you'll get the witness. You'll see it.